I guess you never know what might happen with an early frost, but certainly the heat has pushed development a fair bit. And I think a lot of the fears about how late things were have been allayed to some degree. But again, things are all over the map. You can still find canola fields that are heavily blooming. Well, they're going to take some time yet. And in the past, it's not been impossible to see a frost near the end of August. So it's not that we're out of the woods yet, but I think crop staging is less of a concern than it was coming out of a late seeding operation.
In your discussions with producers, what was the area where you heard the greatest potential for a good crop? Would it be the Northeast, the East Central? Would it even be up in the Northwest?
Most of it was, really related to the eastern side of Saskatchewan, where rainfall has been adequate all through and maybe in excess in the spring period. I think there's also some good crops up in the Northwest, but, right at, for instance, Langham. Crops there are, I think they recovered a fair bit from with more recent rainfall in June, but they didn't have a great start, and crops there are still not great. But as you move from there further into the Northwest, I think things improve quite a bit.
Spiritwood got a huge dump of rain one day. It was at like 8 or 11 inches, and some areas that did affect the crop negatively.
Certainly, a huge dump of rain like that can do more harm than good. And we're not out of the woods for hail season yet, too. We've been out of a spell. It's been reasonably quiet the last week or two, but we could certainly get back into a season of hailstorms again.
You're on a business trip to our neighboring province in Alberta. You've had a chance to drive up to the Leduc, Edmonton area. How do those crops look, at least from the road anyway?
I was amazed by some of the crops, particularly around Camrose, that are absolutely astounding. Driving out of southwestern Saskatchewan, you don't see crops lodging until you get to, further north and further west into Alberta. But especially Camrose area, just astounding. Now, the thing is, when you're not from an area, you don't, that's maybe not too far off their average, because they often grow really nice crops there. But for the crops I've seen, those are some of the nicest crops that I've seen all year. Huge yield potential, I would say.